Hello and welcome to the Sharp 600, brought to you by Covers.com and presented by Bet365. I'm your host, Jason Logan. Welcome to the podcast. We've come to the end of the road, boys to men style here. It's Final Four weekend. It's upon us in the NCAA tournament. Both NCAA tournaments, men's and women's, have some big games here Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. That's four big days of college hoops betting. It's going to be great. And to get you ready with everything you need to cash in on those semifinal clashes, we're going to bring in Corey Smith. He's the editor at Pride Pack of 24/7 Sports. Knows a little something about the Cinderella, NC State, which has not one, but two teams playing in Final Four games this weekend. We're going to break down all the remaining bracket and get his best bets for the weekend. I've got some Final Four bets as well, too. We're going to see if we can keep the money train moving. I believe we're 5-1 so far in our podcast picks for the tournament. And, of course, Aaron Waterworth, trading manager at Bet365, is going to come in here, run the two-minute drill, dish on the betting action for both the men's and women's games. And we're going to do all of that in 10 minutes. So buckle up before we start. A reminder, please rate and review the Sharp 600 podcast whenever you get a chance on whatever platform you use to listen to us each week. Let us know what you think, what you want to hear. What are your best bets for the Final Four? Let us know. All right, one more time. Let's go dancing. 600 seconds on the clock, please. Here to talk a little Final Four and what we can expect this weekend is Corey Smith, editor at Pack Pride of 24/7 Sports, making his debut on the Sharp 600. Thanks for coming on, Corey.
Thank you for having me.
All right, let's start with NC State. This is your team. What has been the secret sauce for them? What's getting them there? And can they continue to do so against Purdue?
Yeah, I mean, the secret sauce has been playing as a team. You know, the biggest issue for them throughout the season was relying so much on DJ Burns and DJ Horn, and now they're basically playing as a team. Michael O'Connell, Mo Diarra, all these different guys stepping up, Casey Morcell, that have been able to, you know, boost his team and get them to this point while everybody keeps looking at DJ Burns. I feel like that's been the secret sauce for this team.
All right, so Zach Edey, always a headache. But we have seen NC State wrangle some elite big guys here in ACC action. What's the game plan for slowing down Purdue's big man?
I think it's going to be a combination of three different guys. You know, Mo Diarra that I mentioned, probably the guy that's going to have the defensive assignment on Edey. And then Ben Middlebrooks, probably the guy that's going to be trying to be that pesky player underneath. He did the same thing against Filipowski the last time that they played Duke to get to this point, and actually was responsible for fouling Filipowski out of that game. So I think he's going to try to do that again against Edey. And then DJ Burns, obviously, trying to find ways to score over him. I don't think he's going to try to go over top of him, but try to go around him. We've seen those moves. He reminds me a lot of Dwight Freeney as a, you know, defensive end type of situation. Yeah, where he could put those spin moves on you and get around you. I think he's going to try to do that again against Edey, even though he has like a 7'6", 7'7", wingspan. So,
yeah, he's going to have to create some space, that's for sure. We'll flip to the other side here, and we've got UConn pretty much looking unstoppable at this point. What is Alabama's best course of action against the Huskies?
Yeah, I mean, the biggest thing they can do is just outshoot them, which has been really difficult for a lot of teams. You know, we talk about the big men. Obviously, you know, when UConn's got a guy that's 7'2" that you're going up against for Alabama, you're going to have to rely a little bit on your shooting and be able to get yourselves out of those situations. So I think if they can shoot the ball extremely well from especially beyond the perimeter in that game, that can lead to them being able to find a way to knock off UConn or at least get themselves in competition down the stretch, which has been really difficult for every other team so far.
All right. So considering that's a pretty big spread, we're looking at like 11.5, 12-point spread. Let's advance UConn to the final. Break down a UConn versus Purdue, UConn versus NC State, and what do bettors need to look for in those potential matchups in a championship game?
Again, it's going to be, I think it's going to come down to the big men in either one of those situations. If you do have UConn against Zach Edey, that's going to be a tough situation for either one of those guys. And then again, you know, for DJ Burns trying to score against either one of them, I think, you know, if you're looking as a better, I mean, if NC State somehow or another makes it to this championship game, I know UConn seems like a juggernaut, but man, you know, I'd still be looking for NC State. You know, depending on the line. They've been the underdog in every single one of these games with the exception of Oakland. If I'm looking as a bettor, I'm looking for them to at least cover the spread in each and every single one of these games, depending on how far they make it.
Yeah, they've been unbelievably adaptable is the one thing. I've been following them through since the ACC tournament, got to cover that. They just seem to be able to play at different paces, play different sizes, different talent levels. They just seem to be able to adapt to whatever their opponents want to do and can't do. It's been pretty impressive. It's a unique weekend for you too, because on the women's side, we have NC State matched up with number one South Carolina. Again, another big spread here, 11.5 point underdogs. Give us three reasons why we should be looking at taking the points with the Wolfpack ladies.
Yeah, I mean, you know, the ability to score. That's something that NC State's done throughout the entire NCAA tournament. Azaia James is probably the biggest reason for this one. She scored 25 points in the second half against Stanford because of her hot three-point shooting, and then had 7 three-pointers the last time out against Texas to be able to advance to this point. So I think it's going to come down to her shooting, and then you're going to have the defensive presence of a player like River Baldwin down low, trying to be able to haul in rebounds and be able to keep this game close. And then the third one is going to be Sanaya Rivers. This is a revenge game for her. She started out her tenure in college basketball, committed to South Carolina, saw them go through a run, win a national championship, in which she sat on the bench. Now she has a chance to play against her older team. And when I look at this matchup, I just get the feeling that she's going to play a key part in this one. She's been extremely consistent throughout the NCAA tournament. But with her and the way that she's able to dish out assists, the way she's able to find players and also contribute in so many other ways, she's an elite defensive player too. I just feel like Sanaya Rivers, Zaya James, that backcourt should be able to keep this game at least close down the stretch. And I would not be surprised if NC State finds a way somehow or another to knock off South Carolina and be the only team to beat them to this point.
Yeah, that's right. Last year they were undefeated up until the Final Four, and they lost in that semifinal game. So let's get your best bets here before we let you go. Let's get a best bet for NC State versus Purdue and a best bet for Alabama versus UConn.
Yeah, I mean, I think the best bet for NC State and Purdue is probably the under. Whatever it is, I think this NC State team is going to be trying to hold Purdue, limit them as much as possible. The only big question mark, of course, if Zach Edey is, if when he gets going, it's going to be really difficult to get to stop him, especially if he ends up getting NC State into foul trouble down low. That might be the only issue there. And then on the women's side, I would probably look to take NC State to cover. I mean, that 11.5 point. Spread for NC State is a pretty sizable one, especially considering the fact that they've been able to run away with some of these games against elite competition so far. Again, not saying that they're necessarily going to beat South Carolina, which seems like an unbeatable team, but they've kind of ran into some of these situations before. They beat UConn at the beginning of the season. They beat Colorado at the beginning of the season. Those were both top five teams. They're very capable of beating top competition throughout this NCAA tournament, as they've proven. But I do feel like they have a chance to be able to keep that spread close and if not win the game, at least lose by like 3 or 4 points in this one.
All right, got any bets for UConn and Alabama?
Man, not really, to be honest with you. I mean, I've been laser focused on NC State throughout this entire run, traveling with them on every single one of them. But man, we'll see what happens in that UConn Bama game. I didn't think Bama would make it this far, to be quite honest with you. Given how streaky they've been throughout the season. But man, if they catch fire the same way we're talking about this NC State team, either one of these NC State teams, if they can catch fire and get shooting hot against UConn, I wouldn't be surprised if they find a way to finish that one off too.
Yeah, it kind of stinks like a shootout, that one does for sure. Tall table in that for a UConn game. All right, that's Corey Smith, editor at Pack Pride of 24/7 Sports. At Bet365, they don't do ordinary, and that's why you get more boosts with them than anyone else. Every day, they power up the odds on hundreds of bets to give you a chance to win more. They boost specific markets, your winnings, and even parlays. And they don't stop there. You want to keep an eye out for the biggest and best odds with their incredible Super Boost. You want to check out the boost and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus or 18 plus in Kentucky, gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER or 1-800-BETS-OFF in Iowa. Terms and conditions apply. Some Final Four bets here for the pod. We're 5-1 so far in the tournament. These odds are courtesy of Bet365. They are subject to change before tip-off. Going UConn over the team total, 86.5 points. It's minus 120. Huskies not known for their pace, but when they do run into an up-tempo team, they'll run with them, especially a team like Alabama that does not want to play some defense. Crimson Tide have given up 85 points or more in 9 of their last 14 games. And while people are praising them on defense in the tournament, a lot of their opponents have just had a bad shooting night. Connecticut, number one offense in the land. They've topped their team total in most of their matchups with fast-paced teams. My projection for UConn is 91 points. It gets us way over this team total. And I'm going with their guard, Tristan Newton, over 6.5 rebounds. This is a high total for this game, so there's going to be a lot of shots and a lot of rebounding opportunities. He averages almost 7 boards per game. He stands taller than Alabama's backcourt, and projections calling for 7 rebounds for him in this game. I like the over 6.5 boards. That's minus 115 at Bet365. 2 minute drill time with our buddy Aaron Waterworth, trading manager at Bet365. Let's get to it. 4 teams left. Who are you guys cheering against in terms of futures liability?
How you doing, Jason? Thanks for having me. Not really changed, given that, you know, UConn and NC State, UConn is a favorite, NC State is a very popular dog. We'd like to see them beat. Then after that, it's Purdue and Bama. Bama would be our best one, but big ask for Bama, that's for sure.
All right, so give us a quick rundown on the action for the first game. We got Purdue, NC State, the Cinderella. Any notable adjustments, sharp opinion, anything like that?
As we were just saying, I think, you know, Cinderella, I guess, you know, obviously by ranking, but the way they're playing, they're definitely playing much better than any Cinderellas. But open 9 for Purdue. Went up to 9.5 and came back down. That's kind of a spread, but really that's more to do with the money line play. We're seeing, unlike most dog games, we're seeing a lot of action on NC State straight up. So they've come from plus $4 down to plus $4.50, like a 70-30 clip. Very rare normally for a price of that situation.
Yeah.
Total has been solid, 146, about 60-40 to the over.
All right, a lot of believers out there. We'll go to look at the late game here. Where have you opened? What's been bet? Where are you now for Alabama and UConn?
I mean, it kind of opened 10. We opened 10.5. UConn's been a buzzsaw, so we opened 10.5. It's now 12. You know, there are, obviously, the money line is largely on UConn, but Alabama is seeing some support as a dog there. But that one is definitely more about a story of UConn as a fab spread and money line. Totals come down a touch, but it's about 50-50 over under. 161.5 to current 160.5.
All right, let's tournament most outstanding player. He's been up since Selection Sunday. Yep. What do these odds look like? What's the biggest threat to that book?
Yeah, I mean, you know, good performances by numerous players, but Zach Edey, unsurprisingly, along with Donovan Klingon, both of those are plus $2 now of co-fabs. Edey was about plus $9. Klingon was $11. Tristan Newton, UConn's Tristan Newton, plus $12, now down to plus $5.50. DJ Burns, obviously still getting a bit of play for NC State. He was 200-1, still 30-1, but 200-1 down to 30-1. Those are the most popular ones.
A lot of love for the Dancing Bear this tournament.
Exactly. He's a great character. Great to have. I mean, we're a lot of great characters, but got to love that kid.
Yeah. All right. We're blowing through the horn again. We tried. But women's Final Four is Friday. Drawing some crazy action for this tournament. And quite honestly, it's been a little more exciting. You got some superstars there. Give us the skinny on the movement for these two games. We got UConn, Iowa. Is that going to be now the next biggest bet women's game in the history of sports betting?
So far, I mean, to be honest, I did a thing of a comparison of WNBA finals to Iowa versus LSU, and Iowa versus LSU had way more action. I expect a bit similar. Whether it's going to be as much, I don't know. LSU's got a lot of star power there in terms of popular players, but the pattern so far, it's at least going to rival it. I think if we see an Iowa-South Carolina final, that's probably going to be a record. But so far, South Carolina getting backed in their game. They're largely seeing a parlay banker play for most people playing them as a short price favorite. Iowa definitely getting support on the spread and the money line has gone towards Iowa. Starting to see some buyback on UConn at plus 125 now in that game.
All right, and I know Dell's tapping his watch because he's got a hot date or something on the go here. But you got to get, before we let you go, best bets for Final Four weekend, men's or women's, whatever you like.
I'm gonna go both. I gotta do UConn. I'm gonna go again. UConn men in the first half. I think they just start so strong. Take them 6.5. That line's gonna move. It's already. And we're gonna take Iowa. Iowa minus 2.5. I think that team is just, they're killing it right now. So not just Kate and Clark, but I just think they're a good favorite there.
Absolutely. All right. That is it for the Final Four edition of the Sharp 600 podcast. Thank you, Aaron. Thank you, Corey. Thank you, Dell. Thank you for listening. A reminder, please rate and review the podcast whenever you get a second on whatever you use to listen to us. We're going to be back next week. It's going to be Masters Week. So we're going to get ready for the biggest event in golf betting. And until then, best of luck and enjoy the Final Four. At Bet365, they don't do ordinary, and that's why you get more boosts with them than anyone else. Every day, they power up the odds on hundreds of bets to give you a chance to win more. They boost specific markets, your winnings, and even parlays. And they don't stop there. You want to keep an eye out for the biggest and best odds with their incredible Super Boost. You want to check out the boost and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus or 18 plus in Kentucky. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or 1-800-BETS-OFF in Iowa. Terms and conditions apply.